on the list of 10 minute halacha suggestions and topics that I keep with myself, I was asked recently about seven branch menorahs and whether you're allowed to make seven branch menorahs. I remember when DRS moved into this building, I guess it's 13, 14 years ago, I don't even remember exactly when it was, but we had Rav Shechter come in and speak, and he walked into the Beis Medrash, and someone said, Rebbe, what do you think of those menorahs on the wall? He said, oh, that's taka a problem. You know, there are these two giant seven-branch menorahs on the wall. So what is that issue? What's the problem? It happens to be, I'm speaking about it now, because Lev Shlomo alumnus and our dear friend, Talmud of mine, Rabbi Ari Lipsky, just wrote an article on this topic. So I figured I'd use his article as a springboard as well. So the Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph tells us that the Mus Tzuros Levana Hayil Al Rabbi Gamliel B'Tavlo V'Kosta Ba'Aliyaso Shebehen Marius Hadyotos V'Amar Kazeri Isa O Kazeh. When Gamliel had to figure out the new moon and he had to test the Edom to see what they saw, he had all sorts of models of different of the constellations to say, well, what did the sky look like? Did it look like this? Did it look like this? To be able to show them the imagery of it. So asks the Gemara, Umi Shari, is that permissible to do? But doesn't the Pasuk say, Vaksiv Lo Sasun Iti? And that means, Lo Sasun Kudmos Shamashai. You're not allowed to make images of the things that are up in Shemayim. Amr Abaye lo asra Torah el shamashin she'ef shalasos kamosan. Abaye says, no, the Isser is only things that can actually be replicated. You can't build a sun. You can't build a moon. And therefore, those are not a problem. It's only things that can actually be replicated that are a problem. Kid Titania. Lo yasa adam. Now, whether we actually passing like that part is not relevant to our discussion. That's all a different discussion. Are you allowed to draw a sun, a moon, all that other stuff? That we'll get to maybe some other time. Maybe we already did discuss it after searching on Yahudi Torah to see if we ever discussed that. But Kid Titania, this is the relevant part. The Brisa says, lo yasa adam bayis Tavnis Hechal, Achsadra Tavnis Ulam, Chotzer Keneged Azara, Shulchan Keneged Shulchan, Menorah Keneged Menorah. A person is not allowed to build a structure that in some way mimics or resembles or replicates the Beis HaMikdash. And included in that is not only build the structure, but even the Shulchan and the Menorah. You're not allowed to build a Shulchan that looks like the Shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash, or a menorah that looks like the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. But, says the Gemara, Aval Osa Shal Chamisha V'Shal Shisha V'Shal Shmona V'Shal Shiva, you're allowed to make a five-branch, six-branch, eight-branch menorah, V'Shal Shiva Lo Yaseh, but a seven-branch menorah you cannot make, Afilu Shal Shar Mine Matchos, even if it's made out of other metals and it's not made out of pure gold. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, even wood menorah you should not make, because in the Beis Chashmonai, they had a wood menorah. So the Chum respond, nah, it's not a raya what they did in the Beis Chashmonai, because over there also, Shvudin Shal Barzel Hayu. They also had iron poles that made up the menorah, so it wasn't purely made out of wood. So Machlokes, whether even a wood menorah would be forbidden. What do we pask in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Kuf Mem Aleph Si'if Ches, Lo Yaseh Bay in Yardea, Lo Yaseh Bayis Tavnes Hechel, Kishir Gavo V'Archa V'Rachbo, Achsadra Tavnes Ulam, Chatzir Tavnes Azara, Shulchan Tavnes Shulchan, Menorah Tavnes Menorah. You're not allowed to make these models, including a menorah, Aval Osa Shal Chamisha Kadim, O Shal Shisha, O Shmona, Aval Shal Shiva Lo Yaseh. You can make five, six, eight, but not seven branches. Afilu mishar mine matchos, even with other metals, va'afilu below gavim ve'kaftorim ufrachim, even if it doesn't have any of the flowers and the designs that the real menorah had, va'afilu enu gavah yirchas tvachim, even if it's the wrong size, even if it's not 18 tvachim tall, like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was, you're not allowed to make any of these things. Now it's interesting, the Pischei Tshuva in Osia Dalid, Menorah Tavnis Menorah, quotes from the Sefer Bechor Shor and Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Shekasav Binyan Asher Chadashim Mikarev Ba'u, Osim Kivunim L'Meleches Menorahs HaMikdash B'Shinoi Amidas HaKonim. Tainu Shosim Zayim Konim B'Shishimem Ma'amidim B'Dmus Igul, O Meshulosh O Meruva, Elu Neged Elu. That a lot of people will make seven branch menorahs that aren't in a straight line, that are in a semicircle or something like that. We should object to such a practice. They're called Davar Sheinu Ma'amidim ma'akev b'menorah, eino ma'akev b'isra siyas tavnisa. He says anything that would technically be a kosher menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, even if it wouldn't be an ideal menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to make, it would be included in the iser of making the replica. V'lo matzinu she'ya'akev b'menorah seder amidas hakarim. Unbelievable, he says. It's not, we don't find anywhere that the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash has to be the in a straight line. It should be, that's the way it's supposed to be, but it would still be kosher even if it weren't. He says, I say even further, anyone who makes the Zion Kanim, the seven branches, even if it's missing something else that's ma'akev the menorah, would still be asr to make. Meaning any seven branch menorah, even if it's, it would not be a kosher menorah for the Beis HaMikdash, he says, I still think would be a problem to build. So where does this come from? Where does this issur come from? And what's the exact scope of this issur? So a couple of details over here. First of all, Tosfos Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavdal Amud Aleph that we mentioned before, right there on the spot, Tosfos points out that the Gemara asked how Rabbi Gamliel was able to create the moon. What about Lo Sasun Iti? Now the clear understanding of the Gemara is that the violation of creating the menorah, it seems to be, is also some sort of violation of Lo Sasun Iti. That's the pasuk that teaches us that it's asur. Ari Lipsky points out that the Pnei Yeshua over there in Rosh Hashanah Chavdalid says that the limud is the entire pasuk reads Lo Sasun Iti Elohei Chesef Elohei Zav Lo Sasu Lachem, and there's an asnachta by Iti Lo Sasun Iti, as if to say Lo Sasun Iti. Period. And the snachta is like an ender. It's a way of breaking up the sentence. Lo sasniti. Period. Elohei chesav elohei zav lo sasu lachem. And also don't make elohei chesav elohei zav. So what's lo sasun iti going on? It's as if it's saying, don't make those things that are normally with me, that are normally part of my Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. And that would be the basis of the issur. However, the Rambam in the 7th parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, when he quotes this halacha, he discusses it in terms of a violation of Mora Migdash. That part of Mora Migdash is that a person shouldn't make shouldn't copy the parts of the Beis HaMikdash, because that shows a certain sense of a lack of Mora when you're in awe of something, when you fear something, you don't just replicate it and duplicate it. It's something that has a certain requirement of reverence. So it seems that the Rambam holds that replicating the menorah is a violation of that, not Lo Sasun Iti. And this is what, in fact, the Minchas Chinuch points out, that Shita Sarama holds it's not a violation of Lo Sasun Iti, it's a violation of Mora Mikdash. Now, the Sefer Mikdash David on Kachim points out that the Gemara, when it talks about what you're not allowed to make, it doesn't say Lo Sasa Aron Tavnis Aron, Lo Sasa, Mizbeach HaKtores Tavnis Mizbeach HaKtores. No, what does it say? Shulchan Keneged Shulchan, Menorah Keneged Menorah. It dafka says the shulchan and the menorah of all of the different parts of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mekelim Beis HaMikdash. So he says it could be that's based on Yerushalmi and Shkalim, that if they were not, that if the menorah and the shulchan were not in their place at the time of carbon was brought, the carbon would be pasul. So that's why dafka is about those things. Now again, in Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like it's not like the Rambam that it's based on Lo Sasun Iti, because in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Hilchos Avodah Zarah would seem more of a violation of Lo Sasun Iti, less of a violation of Mora Migdash. Now, what exactly would be considered a replica of the Aron of the Beis HaMikdash that would be problematic? So there are a couple of different shitos. The shita of the Balei HaTosos and Maseches Yuma and many other Rishonim is that any change from the way it was made in the Beis HaMikdash would make it mutter. If you do it even slightly differently than the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, would make it mutter. Right? What's the lashon? Menorah keneged menorah. Keneged might mean now the point is made that keneged is used over here in Mesach Shoshana, or in Mesach Savad Zara. The Gemara says menorah tavnis menorah. It could be that that's a machlokas. Keneged might mean something that's similar to, whereas tavnis might mean something that's an exact replica of, rather than something that's similar to. Now, to make an exact, mamish exact replica of the Aron the Beis Hamikdash is impossible, because it was made out of a solid piece of gold. So that would not be even something that's physically possible for us to do. And there's got to be some iser. So that's what some of the Rishonim bring a raya, that it must not be that it has to be exactly like the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, because there is some sort of iser and something that we're actually able to do. And as we mentioned before, other poskim say that no, as long as it would be kosher to use in the Beis Hamikdash, even b'di'eved, then it would be a violation of the iser to make such a menorah. Based on that, Rav Avadia Zechuva, in the third chelik of Yechavadas, where he allows using an electrical seven-branched menorah. You find that in a lot of shuls. Right by the Amud, they'll have a seven-branched electrical menorah. Rav Avadia assumes this is davar pashut, that an electrical menorah would be pasul in the Beis HaMikdash. So if it would be pasul in the Beis HaMikdash, mela, it's not included in the iser. What about any menorah that you're unable to light? L'chora would be possible in the Beis HaMikdash. I think that's one of the terum we have with these menorahs over here. It looks like it's made out of metal. It's not. If you actually go and touch those anyone ever do that? You ever have the urge to just go there and touch those menorahs on the wall? If you touch them, it's made out of like cardboard or paper mache or something. It's like spray painted gold. So if you light that, you'll probably light the whole building on fire. Meaning that it's not a good idea to light that. So I don't think those are lightable menorahs. That's probably a very... That's probably a very important sniff lakula that we have. As I mentioned before, Pesachi Tshuva thinks that any seven branch menorah is going to be asir, even if it otherwise would not be okay to use for the Beis HaMikdash. And another approach though is that there seems to be a stira in Rashi. Rashi in Avodah Zarah, when he talks about building a bayis tavnis heichal, building a structure like the Beis HaMikdash, says that it can't be a replica of the heichal with the exact dimensions of the heichal. But when he talks in Menachos and Daf Chav Ches about a menorah, he doesn't say the exact dimensions. He sounds like even a slight change, and it's still going to be mutter, even if you change, and it's still going to be aser, even if you change it from the exact dimensions of the menorah. So the Ma'arik suggests that there's a difference. What makes a room look like the Beis HaMikdash if not the dimensions? Meaning the room is just a room otherwise. So the whole Isser is only in those dimensions. But a menorah, you see a menorah, you say, oh, that's like the menorah, the Beis HaMikdash. So if someone sees the menorah, they're going to look at it that way, even if it's not the exact dimensions, and therefore that would be prohibited, even if, says the Ma'arik, even if it's not the exact dimensions of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, Rav Isser Zalman in the Evan Azel in Hilchos Beis HaBechira writes that it has to be that the Rambam holds that way, because the Rambam says Tavnis by the other things, but when it comes to menorah, he says Tzura. What's a Tzura? A Tzura means the basic shape of. Tavnis means that it should be built structurally the same. Tzura is the shape of. So apparently if the menorah is even, the dimensions are different, but it's the same tzura of the menorah, that would still seem to be a problem. So again, as we mentioned, the heterim that we have over here is that you can't really light them. Another possible heter is that our menorah over here is hanging on the wall. It's not sitting on the floor on a base. And Rav Vosner writes in Shevet Alevi Chelak Yud Siman Kuf Chav Tes that even if you hold, you're not allowed to make any seven branch menorah, but if it's hanging from the ceiling or from a wall, it's going to be mutter because it doesn't resemble at all the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. You ever go by the Kotel? You've all been right by the Kotel. What do they have there? That big giant menorah, right? So how are they allowed to do that? What? Oh, okay, they have a couple of them. So how are they allowed to do that? So if you ask the Machon HaMikdash people, they'll tell you exactly why they're allowed to do it. They're not making a replica of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. they're building a menorah for use in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, they hold Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, and we're going to need these kelim that they're making. So they didn't build a replica, they built a menorah for the Beis HaMikdash. And that's a mitzvah, to build a menorah for a Beis HaMikdash. Okay, you could argue whether we're going to use their menorah or not use that, that's a different discussion. But that's their svara. Otherwise it would be asir, right? You're playing with fire, because it's, if you hold, no pun intended. Otherwise, it would be usher to just stand build a replica that's mamish, you know, the right measurement and with the kaftorim and gviim and all the details of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay.